possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we start off the show talking about Bailey Zappe getting picked up by the Browns. He is now on the practice squad. So this is Cleveland, the home of talking about second, third, fourth, injured, and practice squad quarterback. So we got to make sure that we get equal time for Bailey Zappe, even though he's on the practice squad. So, but what does that mean? What does that mean for Shedeur Sanders? Why would they, you know, who will they use as a scout team quarterback? Will it be Sanders? Will it be Zappe? Where does Zappe stand in this whole thing behind Gabriel and Flacco? And, you know, Joe's going to make the start a week from Sunday against Cincinnati. So we've been kind of kicking that around. And, Jeff, you know, you've had some pretty good thoughts on what exactly Bailey Zappe is.
He's just here, Andy, taking snaps. Insurance might help get the scout team ready. Who knows? Again, I'm disappointed they didn't get a look at Kenny Pickett. At least a look in games and see. You know, my thought is, could there be a guy who could be your quarterback of the future on this team right now? I thought it might be Pickett. Thought it might be Gabriel. Outside chance, it's Shedeur. And I say outside because I think you wouldn't find out as quickly with Shedeur. You know, it might take a little while, and that's okay too. I mean, we've seen guys sit and then become really good. I mean, look around the NFL.
Oh, I agree.
You know, Jordan Love in Green Bay right now.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
We all push the button on these rookies to get them out on the field as fast as we can. And I just.
Not always the best recipe for success long term, is it?
I totally agree with you.
Sometimes it is. Not always.
It's hard because, like, we watched Carson Schwechter jump right out on the field.
Well, different he's a position. Different position.
Right. But I think people make that argument. You know, we really wanted a rookie to start at running back this year. That doesn't appear to be happening.
Oh, no, it will be happening. Just his name is Dylan, not Quinshon.
Well, but I'm just saying right out of the gate.
I'll bet it's Dylan Sampson.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's go Ryan in Akron. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Ryan.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm calling because I just don't understand why Joseph Vincent Flacco doesn't get the respect this man deserves. Like, he was our mortal enemy as Cleveland Browns fans for years. And the guy comes in, five games, he sets the franchise record for the Cleveland Browns for most consecutive 300-plus passing yard games. The guy is 40 years old, and he came in with what I think is a worse offense than we have now. If you go look at 2023, our defense was like impeccable. It was like number one, I think. And now he's got more weapons. Joe's the type of guy that runs an offense. And if you're if you're open, the ball's coming your way. You better just catch it. I wanted to make a couple points. That being number one, the Browns fan base is just so wrapped up in being negative over these years. Last year is not a good determining factor of the team and where the team was at. Kevin Stefanski last year said, hey, I'm not good for Deshaun Watson. Bring in whoever you think is going to help this guy. And they did, and Deshaun still failed. So what we have now is a guy that holds the franchise record for a competent, way competent offense. And if that doesn't work and he gets hurt or he goes, you know, 1-5 or 0-6, you got Gabriel coming in. And here's my thing about Gabriel. We haven't seen him throw the ball downfield. He's a very efficient quarterback with what he knows how to do. Mm-hmm. But these fans of Sanders, and this is the last thing I need to say, these fans of Sanders want to rush him in. I want to give everybody a better perspective. Dylan Gabriel might be peaked. He might be a lifetime backup and a good one. Like he could be Case Keenum 2.0 at a cheaper price. You want to see what happens to Gabriel out there before you put Shador out there, because I'm with you. I believe that the upside for Shador is way better if he can keep this legendary crap and all the hoopla that, you know, Browns fans are sick of. The ownership's sick of. They don't want any baggage anymore. Why do you think Quinshon's?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Ryan, thank you. I agree with everything you said until the last line. I think ownership doesn't baggage doesn't mean anything to this ownership group. We've had too many guys in here with baggage. I mean, when they brought Deshaun in, he had the he had the Rolls Royce of baggage when he came in here, and let's face it. I mean, Sanders still sells jerseys. And if you're trying to make money, does it matter if you win or lose? If you lose consistently for a long time, put a horrible product on the field, yeah, you're going to hurt. You know, you're not going to sell season tickets. But I don't know. This franchise always seems to have a little bit of controversy around it, and it makes national media talk about our organization, whether it's good or bad. They're talking.
As far as the Flacco respect thing, Joe did a fine job here for a very short period of time, and it was fun to watch, without question. It was absolutely fun to watch. He's not your long-term answer, and I hope he can hold down the fort this year. I'm not convinced that he's going to do a great job here, because I've seen him since he left Baltimore. I keep mentioning that, and nobody wants to take a look.
Because we want to believe what we saw here in Cleveland in a short period of time.
And that's okay. He was... You know, he did an okay job. He had some good moments in Indy last year, but couldn't hang on to the job. They wanted to get a look at Anthony Richardson. He was okay in Denver. He was okay with the Jets. He's been okay, and I hope he can be better than okay here. But let's not put Joe in the Hall of Fame. He's not gonna finish off a Hall of Fame career by leading the Browns to the Super Bowl. And
put him in the Hall of Fame though?
I hope he does really well here. I really do. Why? Because he's our quarterback, and I love listening to the guy talk. I love watching his arm.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I hope he's okay here, but let's not immortalize Joe Flacco.
I don't know. I'll give him a, I'll immortalize him for the four games that he played until the playoff game. I'll give it to him.
There were five.
Okay. Until you get to the playoff game, I just I have faith in him. I think he can start 17 games this year. I think he can.
He's help been this healthy team win. For most of his career.
I think he can help this team guy. Win, and I just I want to give him the every opportunity in the world to take this thing in the right direction. The problem for us as Browns fans is you must be prepared for things to go sideways. It is in our DNA, sideways, when it comes to the Browns quarterback situation. So always be ready for the next man up. And in this case, it's Gabriel or Sanders. And we'll see what happens down the road. I believe in Joe Flacco. But the problem I have is that they didn't last year. But that's because they thought Deshaun was going to be healthy and was going to be able to play. And they didn't want the...
And that Jameis would be a better fit to go along with him.
Yeah, with him. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily for the team, but Jameis was better for Deshaun.
I'd agree with that, Andy.
And to me, that bothers me because I would have liked to have seen Flacco come back last year. But I'm not stupid. Like, come on. You're paying this guy all this money. You want to see what he can do. You felt like he was in the best shape of his career. You felt like if there was ever an opportunity for him to take over this team that had just made the playoffs, that he would have the opportunity, and it didn't work again. Ouch. And so now you go back, and you're like, okay, let's go get Joe again and see if we can get some wins this year while we know that Deshaun is out for this season, probably, and then we'll see what happens for his contract in the offseason. D is in Cleveland. What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Pretty good. So this is what I think, and just ride with me.
Okay.
Flacco goes 4-2.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be stunning. I'd love it.
Dylan comes in 3-3. Right? Mm-hmm. But he looks like what he probably is as a career backup. But we in playoff contention. Now, do you bring in a healthy Deshaun Watson? Because this will be around the time he come back, or do you bring in Shador? I don't think Shador is going to see the field anytime this year.
Why would you bench Flacco if he was 4-2?
Well, I'm just saying something happens. You know, quarterbacks. I'm just thinking Cleveland Browns. We haven't had it.
Yeah, I hate that you're predicting injury, and I'm not going to argue with you.
D, I think you're right, man. I think you're right. If Deshaun's healthy and they're sitting there at 7-5, it's return on investment. How are they going to bench him?
Right.
They're not. I can't. I don't see it. Everyone said I was crazy. Everyone says I'm crazy. Maybe we're crazy together, right, D? Because I think if he's healthy by that time,
I think so.
And they're at 500, he's coming back on the field.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because why would you put Shador out there when we try to go for the playoffs? You're not going to – Shador is next year. Everybody didn't want to see Shador. That's next year's project. That's next year you'll see Shador. He'll compete for the job really realistically because he has a lot of talent. And I think the Browns realize that with Shador, he could be a home run hit, but they have to take their time. He's a playmaker, but he has to learn how to play within the system.
See, here's the problem, D. Yeah. Here's the problem. They're sitting there with two first-round picks for next year. Shador is not going to come in and compete for the starting job next year. I think everybody needs to understand that. I don't think anybody's going to compete for the starting job next year.
I have a path.
It's going to be somebody holding down the fort until whoever they take in the first round next year is ready to go. Let's keep that in mind. There's not going to be any big competition. They're going to draft a guy.
D, if you think Shador's got a shot to be the starting quarterback, he's going to have to get a handful of games this year as a starter. And he's got to prove it. You know what I'm saying? I think he will. That's the thing. All right, D, thank you. Appreciate you. Good phone call. Let's go to Mike in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're good. Am I good?
Yeah. I got a question. Now, they put Zappy, I think that's his name.
Yeah, Bailey Zappy.
On the practice squad.
Right.
Now, how does he get his reps? I mean, you know.
He's the scout team quarterback.
Maybe.
He plays the role unless they have Shador do it. I think it depends on who they play, too. Which one looks the role of the opposing quarterback?
Okay, so Shador is not really on the practice squad.
No, he's not. He's on the active roster. He is 100%. Yeah. They can light it up and let him go any Sunday.
Okay, but he can still do practice squad stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or scout team. That's the difference. Oh, like, you use these practice squad guys on the scout team to emulate right. the team you're going to play that week.
Okay, final question. Do you think they would put Zappi in front of Shador? I mean, you know, like
in that position? Again, I think I personally think it depends on the quarterback they're playing against each and every week. If Shador mirrors who they're going to play, or they think Shador could make the defense better, then it would be Shador. It might be Dylan Gabriel, too. Although I don't know that I would run my backup as a scout team quarterback. But those, you know, how many times have you listened to a game like during the week? They're like, you know, we won that game because our team got us prepared. Our scout team got us ready to go for the next week. So it's going to be Bailey or it's going to be Shador. I think it, personally, I think it depends on the quarterback they're playing each and every week. But, you know, he would be it if they need him to do it.
So you got guys like Lamar Jackson and Allen and those guys that could run and they're tall and everything. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't use Zappi. Would they use Shador?
Just depends on who it is. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I don't know. You tend to lean more on Zappi than you do Shador and emulating other quarterbacks.
Oh, I don't know.
The scout team.
I would run the guy who's been more experienced in the NFL at this point. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think it's that big of a deal. If the Browns think that Shador should do it, then he'll do it. If they think Zappi should do it, he'll do it. I'm more concerned about who's running the Cleveland Browns rather than who's running the Pittsburgh Steelers the week they play the Steelers.
Although that's how you get ready.
It's exactly right, Andy.
Yeah, that's how
right.
you get ready.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.